The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers as well as the Skype username. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. You can also do that on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can create the content that you'll see there on the site. It was put there by listeners like you and then voted on by listeners like you. It's a Reddit-based site, so it's completely free to use. I guess I should say the front page is Reddit-based. The rest of the site's not Reddit-related at all. There's all kinds of free stuff there, including archives that go back for a decade. So go and enjoy for free at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
With some disturbing news coming out of California. And surprisingly, California is not the first state to do this. Apparently, it was Hawaii, but we didn't talk about that or didn't, you know, ring our bell when it happened. So we saw the news about California, and it begs to be talked about here, considering they have now raised the age of tobacco purchase to 21. And this is according to NPR's report from KQED out in California. Governor Jerry Brown signed a sweeping package of tobacco bills into California law on Wednesday, including one that will raise the legal age to buy products from 18 to 21, and another that dramatically tightens restrictions on e-cigarettes. Now, I haven't read the actual text of the bill, or the what is now the law in California, but I suspect that the one that will raise the legal age to purchase the products will also raise the legal age to possess the products. I mean, it doesn't really make sense that they would only make it illegal to buy them, but it'd be legal to possess tobacco.
Is it illegal to possess tobacco products under the age of 18 in most states?
Yes.
Okay.
In at least here in New, I don't, I guess I can't say most states, but here in New Hampshire, if you're under the age of 18, you'll get arrested for for having tobacco.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
So if that's not the case in your state, I'd be interested in hearing about it. Is there a state where possession of tobacco under the age of 18 is legal? I'd be curious to know. Maybe the states where it's grown or something like that, or the few states that don't have that. But it would seem to me that would be illegal, at least a violation, something you could be ticketed for or arrested in most places. So I suspect, and again, they've actually linked to the statute here. Maybe if I get a chance, I'll take a closer look at it. But another one that dramatically tightens restrictions on e-cigarettes, this is an even more worrisome bill for a lot of reasons. The governor did veto a bill that would have permitted cities and counties to establish their own tobacco taxes. Although California has one of the lowest cigarette taxes in the nation, he said in his veto message, "I'm reluctant to approve this measure in view of all the taxes being proposed for the 2016 ballot." Well, whew. Boy, the governor there in California is really concerned about the tax load they've got out there.
Jerry Brown's helping us dodge a bullet. I don't like tobacco, right? Like, I'm not a fan at all.
You used to smoke it.
I did, but
you must have liked it then.
I liked it fine then.
Okay.
Absolutely, but I didn't think it was a good decision then. I generally don't think it's a good decision now, but I understand that experience comes from bad decisions, right? You know, good decisions come from experience. Mm-hmm. Experience come from bad decisions. And people have to be able to make the mistakes they have to make. The vast majority of people who do not smoke today, or a good percentage of the people who don't smoke today, smoked at one point. Whether it was just one time,
yep,
they came to the conclusion this isn't for them. And, that it certainly kills a lot of people, but a lot of people quit too, like I did. And I just kind of feel like, you know, if we keep on, are we creating responsible, productive adults, or are we just putting a bunch of rules down for all the, babies that grow facial hair? I'm not sure.
This division sets forth minimum state restrictions with respect to the legal age to purchase or possess tobacco. So, yeah. as I suspected. I'm pretty sure, this is a lengthy bill. I haven't gone through the entire thing, but it sure does sound like they're making it illegal to possess tobacco between the ages of 18 and 21 as well in California. And that's going to cause, more young people to end up getting arrested and or ticketed. Most of these kinds of issues will be tickets. But if you don't have your ID on you, you'll get arrested and you'll be taken down to the station for processing. That's generally how that works. So some people are going to get arrested for possession of tobacco. And, it happens a lot to young people in general. Just by virtue of the fact that you look young, I think maybe probable cause enough for an officer to stop you and demand identification. Now, whether that means that you have to hand over the identification to the officer.
If you're smoking, you're saying.
Is another question. Yeah, if you're smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, I would say that is true, that the officer, in my opinion, the subject appeared to be below the age of 21. Mm-hmm. When asked for their ID, the subject refused to give it to them. I had to pound their head in the pavement 4 or 5 times.
Well, it might actually end up happening, what you're saying there, but it's disturbing news. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE, especially if you support this news. If you think that raising the age of tobacco possession and purchase to 21 is a good idea, as Hawaii and California have now both done, and I believe New York City was considering and or is considering, I'm not sure where that one stands. But if you want to share your thoughts, please join us here at 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about the regulations here as we go on.
Well, I'm certainly willing to go on the record saying tobacco is one of the greatest health risks in the entire world currently. This is deadly stuff. If you spend enough time smoking cigarettes, you're going to die.
You're going to die anyway.
You're going to die sooner.
And you may not be comfortably dying if you smoke a lot of cigarettes.
It's not a good idea to choose to do it. However, I think that there's something that's more important than when you die, and that's how you live. Like the decisions you choose to make.
Or that you should be free to choose to make for yourself.
Right. And that I'm a big believer. Now, I'm speaking as a firefighter who's had to fight, I think, 3 or 4 brush fires this year.
Started by.
In 2 cases, I'm 100% certain, cigarette smokers who toss their butts out the window.
Yeesh.
Now, tossing your butt out of the window is not synonymous with smoking cigarettes. However,
but a lot of them do.
Everybody who's tossed a butt out a window was a smoker, right?
Yeah.
I mean, now, not every smoker tosses their butts out of the window, and I'd like to thank every one of the smokers out there that takes their butts, field strips them, put them in the ashtray, and does whatever that they do. And I understand cars don't have ashtrays now. You can buy one of the ones that, go to the dollar store. They've got little ashtrays that you can put in your cup holder, and everything will be fine. I know it makes your car stink, but don't worry. Smoking it does, too. I would like to recommend quitting smoking, but barring that, I would like to say you are a jerk if you throw that stuff out the window. You're not just a regular litterer. If you were throwing a beer bottle out of your window, the chances of you harming somebody are pretty slim. They'd have to step on the bottle, break it, and cut their foot. However, you're setting fires. Some of those fires are hurting people. There was a firefighter in the region that just had to go to the hospital because of somebody tossed the butt out of the window. If you smoke a cigarette, I support your right to smoke. Would you please do me a favor and not throw those things out your window? Because when I see people do them, I just honk my horn at them. It's the best you can do.
Well, I'm pretty sure that the government bureaucrats and politicians who were promoting this new law, this new statute that's gone into effect in California, raising the age of possession and purchase of tobacco to 21, would argue that there will be all kinds of miracles that will come from this. Mark, fewer people will be smoking between ages 18 and 21. And so, therefore, the least responsible of our citizens, those who are most likely to get into car accidents, are going to be less likely to be actually smoking while they're driving, while they're in the car, because now that we've passed this law, young people are no longer going to smoke. We've done it! Hallelujah! The children are saved! Our young adults will no longer be tempted to put cigarettes in their mouths because now they know that there's a legal penalty behind it. Isn't that right?
Well, prohibitions don't generally work. And
wait, what?
Yeah.
You mean they write stuff down on a piece of paper, the governor signs it, and that doesn't actually stop people from...
It'll stop some people. Some people will choose to obey the rules. However, what it
does many of them?
Is that it creates that much more animosity between young people and police. Because the police are then looking for young people specifically. I mean, this is actual profiling written into law. And that just, I mean, do we want that? Don't we want police to be an asset for our community? Because the young people grow into be people.
And imagine how it's going to feel for the people who are right now 18, 19, and 20 and are going to have that freedom stripped from them. 855-450-FREE.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sunstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You may join us here as California is now the second state to raise the age of possession and purchase for tobacco products and e-cigarettes to 21. Not only that, they're severely regulating the use of e-cigarettes. We'll tell you more about that as we continue here, and you can join us 855-450-3733. Now, more offensive than even cigarettes, it's Donald Trump.
If you're fed up with the same old thing in Washington, D.C., and you feel like the political establishment could use a disruptive force, then the Trump the government with a Trump dollar that expresses your distrust of politicians and the corrupt U.S. political process. The Trump dollar, a symbol of America's resistance to the same old warlike government and a model for a new peaceful monetary standard to make America great again. For just $5, you can get a gorgeous copper Trump dollar. TrumpDollar.us, you gotta see him to believe him, hair and all. TrumpDollar.us, it's TrumpDollar.us.
All right, let's continue here. You can bring up what you want. We'll go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We'll tell you more about the California situation here in moments. And by the way, that is not an endorsement of Donald Trump from anyone on this program.
I endorse Donald Trump for the Republican nomination.
Well, it's pretty much a done deal for him right now, right?
Well, I felt like even before that, he got the most votes. He should be the one who wins.
Let's go to...
Also, the rest of the options stunk, and I figured that Washington can use a disruptive force.
Let's talk to Roland in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live listening to Kiva. Hello, Roland.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on California legislating away even more freedom. And it may seem like a healthy thing to do to make a law that would have very good intentions, but we can make a lot of laws with a lot of good intentions and end up legislating away what we perceive as freedom.
I agree. I don't think smoking is healthier than fascism.
Freedom really is the freedom.
Smoking is healthier than fascism.
The freedom to make bad decisions, right? I mean, what else is it?
And although, you know, I just feel that a lot of laws historically in history, things that have been done for the perception of greater good. But I think there's an ultimate evil behind preventing someone the freedom to make choices.
Totally agree. Roland, great call. Thanks for making it tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. She's right. It's evil to tell somebody that they can't make a choice that might even hurt them. And, you know, people should be free to make the wrong choice, to learn hard lessons. And ultimately, they're going to anyway, see, because as you pointed out, Mark, prohibition doesn't work. And so right now, I don't know what the estimated number of hundreds of thousands of teenagers and, you know, young 20s, 20-year-olds in California are as far as how many of them actually smoke cigarettes. I suspect it's a fair amount of them. And I don't think 1% of them are going to quit because of this law. I don't believe it. How many people? Remember when you were addicted to smoking? I mean, would that have made you stop knowing that all of a sudden now you're going to have to ask your friends to buy you cigarettes again? Because most of these people who smoked at or smoking at 18, 19, and 20 probably smoked at 17 when it was illegal at that time.
Yeah, chances are good. Also, you can always buy cigarettes on the internet. I mean, these are adults now. They're not fools.
That's true.
And they can just have them shipped to their house and smoke them, likely a lot cheaper than they would in, you know, buying them off the shelf in California.
I wonder if the internet dealers would be subject to any liability for knowingly selling to clients.
How would it be knowingly?
Well, I don't know. Do you have to scan an ID to buy cigarettes online? Or
I don't imagine you do.
Maybe they just presume you've got a credit card. You must be 18.
I have no answers on that.
Shipping ad. Well, yeah, that's a good question. I've never bought cigarettes online, so I can't tell you. If you know more about that process, we'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Craig. He's in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Craig.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Craig? Go ahead.
Hey, I was just thinking that, you know, I used to be a smoker back in the day, and I probably set a few forest fires myself driving down the street, you know. Flick it out in the rearview mirror, you see that little poof of, you know, embers flying around.
Yeah, it looks like fireworks.
That's pretty bad. I, you know, looking back, I did some bad things. And what I was thinking is maybe that, you know, if they incorporate this in California, maybe they'll be able to arrest some illegal immigrants that are smoking, some of those young guys. You know, what do you think of that?
Really? That's what you think about when you think of the bright side of this law, is that more people are going to get arrested?
I don't know if it's a bright side, I mean, but, you know.
Well, were you joking?
No, no, I mean, slightly, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Well, hopefully, you know, I think you're probably right. People will get arrested because of this particular law, whether they are immigrants who don't have their proper papers, or they are just teenagers or people in the age of 20 who are just enjoying a cigarette outside of a club or something like that, or as they're walking down the street or at the park. There are going to be a lot of people who get harassed, who get hung up by the system, who get intimidated, who get arrested, and then, you know, given a criminal record, possibly hundreds of dollars in fines. I don't know what the penalty is.
Not everybody who gets this. Likely it's a violation, but as you said, some people have are not going to have their IDs. I mean, these things happen. Every time we make something illegal, there's always, you know, the stuff that occurs. Let's not forget the people who are, like, on probation, that this is a violation of their probation when they get caught doing it. It just seems, it seems like we could have law enforcers doing better things.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. Yeah. There's about a million better things they could be doing than looking for kids smoking underage.
Thanks, Craig. I appreciate your call tonight, man. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you think that this is a good idea, that not only should it the minimum age for smoking be 21, it should be higher. If you think it should be 25 or even higher than that, or ban it completely. Wasn't Bernie Sanders saying recently that he would consider the idea of banning tobacco completely? Maybe you're one of those people. You want to call into the show? We'd love to hear from you. We've also got Skype. It's Skype username LRN.FM. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
I am no fan of tobacco. I really am no fan of it at all.
Me neither. It doesn't smell good. My girlfriend uses it, and I wish she'd stop, but she likes it. So what can you do?
What I can say, however, is that the education programs have really been working. Smoking is going down year over year. If you want the amount of people that smoke to go up, listen to what I have to say. All you have to do is ban it. Ban, ban, ban if you want the amount of people that smoke to go up. Because that's what will happen. We can look at statistics and see. Then you're going to have to raise the punishment, and that it just keeps on going and going, and then pretty soon you've got this huge public crisis going on where you're incarcerating these people over this stuff. If you want people to smoke less, you just need to keep the education going. The education is working. The peer pressure is working. The adult pressure is working. Just keep that up, because that's really what's gonna be effective.
Jim is in Delaware, listening to WILM. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, man?
You're on the radio. Go ahead.
You guys voting for Trump?
No, sir. No, I don't vote for people that want to control my life.
In the
Hey, listen.
Libertarians,
to this,
gun nuts? Is that what you said? Stand by, Jim. I want to give you a chance to get all your thoughts out here. You just hang on there. We'll come back to Jim. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Lots of people want to talk about smoking. Now 21, the minimum age in California and Hawaii. And where will it spread to next? It's not going to stop there.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to join us on the radio waves here. California has now raised the smoking age. For purchase and possession, I believe, of tobacco, you now must be 21 years of age in California. I actually don't know when this goes into effect, but it has been signed by the governor at this point. So we'll tell you more about that, because they're also going to be severely restricting the sale and possession and use of e-cigarettes as well. And this coming right around the same time the FDA basically is sort of slow-mo banning e-cigarettes. We talked about that the other night.
Yeah, I think that's a much bigger problem to me than the sort of raising the smoking age from 18 to 21.
Well, and I'd like to hear you explain why that is, but first, I want to let you know that Bernie Sanders has come to represent the new socialist movement in America, and this gives us an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Fortunately for us right now, we have Roger Veer on the side of freedom, and he's laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose the objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, which is $50,000 apiece. So learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. Do you want to explain briefly why you think the restrictions on e-cigarettes are more intrusive or important?
Well, I think it was a bigger problem, okay, is the terminology that I used. And because there are, you know, the smokers out there, many of them can use e-cigarettes to get off of tobacco. I've heard numbers of essentially half of people who switch from cigarettes to e-cigarettes eventually use them to sort of taper off and quit. Well, that's a positive thing to my mind. Now, I mean, I'm not saying that e-cigarettes are particularly healthy, but they, you know, they have one poison, nicotine. Cigarettes have like 400. Again, I'm not a doctor, but that makes it, it seems to me like they're probably better for you. Just me taking a guess here. They're probably better for you than cigarettes. So for the FDA to come out and say, we're going to limit the way that people can quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that seems like a bad idea.
It shows they're not interested in your health. The FDA is obviously interested.
It seems like they're bought by Big Tobacco, yeah, is what it seems like.
They're obviously interested in protecting the establishment, protecting Big Tobacco from competition, which is what these guys are afraid of. The e-cigarette manufacturers, they're for the most part unknowns. You know, there's a bunch of Chinese manufacturers and elsewhere that are just cranking out product and selling it cheap and helping people quit smoking. And the tobacco companies are scared about that, and they want the government to do something. And now they are. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But more about California coming up here, because they're not only restricting the age that you can buy cigarettes or other tobacco products, but also e-cigarettes. And that's going to have an effect on young people and their health as well, because right now e-cigarettes are still legal. And the possession of them won't be illegal, even if the FDA restrictions come into play. But in California, if you're under 21, possessing an e-cigarette will be illegal. Let's go to your calls. First up here, we'll talk to Aspen, listening in Albuquerque. Actually, you know what? I think we had Jim on the line. I apologize. Jim, we didn't have enough time to get your thoughts out, and we'll get to Aspen here in a moment. Jim, go ahead. Didn't want to space and forget you.
Oh, I know you got. Wait a minute. I want to talk about the cigarettes, but I know you guys ain't going to vote for hilarious Clinton.
Nope, definitely not going to vote for any person that wants to control my life. Not interested in Republicans or Democrats. Thank you very much.
I will probably vote for the Libertarian.
Right. I'm independent myself. Anyway, listen. In Delaware, they put the e-cigarette on the same restrictions as tobacco products. No,
did they? Ridiculous.
Isn't it just vapor?
Yes, it is. So wait, just to clarify, what you're saying is that in Delaware, they passed a law that makes it illegal to use an e-cigarette in the same place where it would be illegal to use a cigarette. So if there's an indoor smoking ban, then there's now an indoor e-cigarette ban. Is that correct?
Yes, and here's their excuse. It hasn't been approved by the FDA. As though the FDA or angel, you know, they approve drugs that kill people. You know,
sure
they have in the past and the present and will in the future.
I think you're right on about that, Jim.
Right.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I wonder how many states have this, where e-cigarettes are already being treated as though they are identical to cigarettes. And
I think the reason this is just because they look offensive, right?
They don't all look like a cigarette, though. I mean,
no, but it's the vapor. You know as well as I do. It's
the fact that there's something exhaling, someone's exhaling something that's not.
In many cases, there are these sort of, there's some vaporizers you can use, and it doesn't release this big, huge plume of vapor. But the fun ones, the big ones, the douchey ones, right, they produce this huge cloud of vapor. Now, it doesn't smell like anything, and if it does smell like something.
It smells kind of fruity.
If you're really, really close to it, you might smell. You know,
I've been in a bar where the New England vapors were meeting, and there were like 30 of them, and the whole that you didn't have to get close to them. You could be on the other side of the bar and you could smell them.
Okay, fine. You know, there's 30 of them or whatever.
Yeah.
It's probably not, I mean, it's as bad for you as a fog machine in all likelihood because it's the same stuff. You know, it's a glycerin, yeah, glycerin-based vapor. And so if you're at a dance club and they have a fog machine, it's the same, essentially the same stuff. It's not as dangerous as smoking. I can see why people get upset about secondhand smoke, especially indoors, that kind of thing. Vaporizers, in my opinion, a business should be able to make the decision as to whether or not they want to allow people to vape inside or not.
And they should be able to make the decision about smoking as well.
We don't need busybodies and government officials and politicians. I mean, for God's sakes, politician is synonymous with liar and thief. We want these people making rules about what we can do in our businesses. Really? Your business can't decide whether or not vaping's okay? I mean, you're that much of an adult baby?
Mary is on the line in Idaho. Mary, you're on Free Talk Live listening to KEII.
Hi. I just wanted to say on the comments you just made just now that I love the fact that the government has outlawed smoking in restaurants and wherever I am because I used to have to eat a meal eating cigarette smoke the whole time.
You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah, I could have stayed home, and my freedom would have been in.
Or you could have gone to a restaurant where they don't have smoking.
Well, and now that none of them have smoking, so I can go anywhere I want.
Yay, you've used the force of the state to mold society to your will.
Life is much better for you.
Well, it also makes me healthier. And
yeah, you're willing to put people in a prison cell so you can feel better about yourself, huh?
No, I don't want to pay for their cancer either because that's another
That is a real problem. That's why we shouldn't have single-payer health care, right? Because what it does is it gives somebody like you the ability to say something about my life. There's something you do that I don't think is healthy. So should I be able to stop you from doing it?
No, but it's like if you were going to put a new product on the market.
She should be able to do the things that are unhealthy.
The things she likes are okay.
Right.
If you were going to put a product on the market and you started telling people all the cancer that it causes, the FDA and no one would allow you to put that product on the market. And if they do,
screw the FDA and screw busybodies.
You need to have mommy government tell you what to do, huh? You think everybody's a little baby?
You know, if you drink bleach, it's bad for you.
But who's going to do the clinical trials on it? Who's going to do the testing on it?
On drinking bleach?
If the FDA isn't there.
What?
If the FDA is not there to
you know the FDA doesn't approve bleach, right?
We don't need the FDA to do these tests. I mean, do you think people would really believe that smoking's good for you if you trotted it out today in 2016?
Not at this point, but vaping they seem to believe is, and it has a lot of side effects to it.
I think they think it's less deadly than cigarette smoking.
I think it is less deadly. You're right on that, because there are more carcinogens in a cigarette than in vaping. But
should people be able to vape inside? Should they be able to vape in the restaurants?
I don't want it around me.
You don't want vape around you either.
I don't want it in other people's
houses. Put those smokers and those vapers outside with the garbage, where they belong. And if they try to come in here, we'll put them in a prison cell.
We'll see if she's got more to say here, because Mary's the first person to support this fascism. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear. A life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio waves here at the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us on Skype at Skype, username lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And the lady we had on in the last segment, she dropped off the line, and she was the first person to really support this idea of raising the age of smoking to 21, possession and purchase of tobacco in the state of California, also Hawaii. Just recently, California was the most recent state, the second state, to pass that that age increase and also heavily restrict the use and possession of e-cigarettes. Now, not only will 21 and under, or excuse me, people who are under the age of 21 be unable to possess e-cigarettes as well, but the rest of us who are over the age of 21 or 21 and up will be unable to possess e-cigarettes in places where cigarettes are outlawed. So cigarettes can't use them inside in a business, for instance. Well, guess what? You can't use an e-cigarette now inside in a business or whatever other dumb laws they have there in California.
In California, yeah.
Now, in the parks or
fortunately,
wherever.
I don't use any of these things generally. I have, certainly in the past, I've smoked and I have pulled on these e-cigarettes just to kind of see what that's like.
Yep.
But I don't use them generally. What I guess the I like that businesses are smoke-free. I agree with the lady who called in previously. I like that. I can separate, however, what I prefer from what I consider other people's rights to be. I believe that a business owner, let's say a business owner that smokes and wants to smoke in his own business and wants to be able to let his employees and his customers smoke in that business. I believe in the land of the free that you should be able to do that. And if you can't do that, then you no longer live in the land of the free.
But shouldn't she be free to go into that person's business and be free of having deleterious smoke inhaled into her lungs? She had to go in there. They have the best steak in town, and there's smoke in there. So she had to go in there to eat the steak. She was forced to.
Well, I can see why somebody feels that way, right? Like, back in the day when there was, when more people smoked and pretty much every business had a smoking section and those kind of things, it wasn't so great. But that's not what property rights mean. Property rights mean, in your business, you set the rules. If I don't like the rules in your business, I don't go in there, and I don't support you. Customers make those decisions all the time. They make these social economic decisions inside their heads constantly when they're shopping, and they should be able to make that decision based on smoking if that's what they want to do, too.
Aspen is on the line in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hello, Aspen. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I just wanted to call in and make the point that when I turn 18, I want to join the military. And I believe that that's a more dangerous decision than smoking, honestly. And
absolutely.
If I'm 18 and can join the military, I should be able to be 18 and smoke when I want to. And if I want a healthier choice, I should be able to have an e-cig. And, if I want to poop on myself, I should be able to just poop on myself. What are we going to do, legislate that away, too?
Well, you should be able to do whatever you want. It's your body. Obviously, that's going to turn some people off. But tell me, why do you want to join the military?
I thought I could get the Air Force and have them pay off for my school and stuff.
A lot of people do it for that reason.
Isn't it true that doesn't really work out, though? I'm not asking you, Aspen, but Mark, haven't we had military people call and say that this whole we are going to pay for your schooling thing is basically a carrot that they dangle out in front of you, and then later on it turns out that the requirements in order to get them to actually pony up the money for said schooling are much more onerous than people initially believed that they would be, and a lot of people don't even qualify for it. Like, if they did something that they got a write-up for, that somehow disqualifies them. I'm just vaguely recalling the conversation that we had.
I can't tell you all the specifics, but I can say that, clearly some people were disappointed. Other people have told me, everything worked out fine. As long as you put your nose to the grindstone, you can do it.
Well, because the recruiters are liars in a lot of cases, and they will tell you anything that they can to get you to sign up.
Check everything online before you sign any pieces of paper.
Don't
forget, this is the only job that you're going to take that you're likely to get shot back at.
Well, now remember, she's going to be in the Air Force, but not as likely to be shot at. But it is one of the only jobs in the world where you can't leave if you decide that it's a bad deal, if you decide you don't like taking orders for a living, being told what to do by a bunch of, strangers, these authoritarian people. If you decide you don't like that, then it's very, very difficult, if not in some cases impossible, to get out of this. And we have heard of people that have been able to get out of it. But I would do more, Mark, than just look online. I would talk to the Americans Friends Service Committee and see if they can hook you up with some veterans who have had experience in the Air Force, in the other branches of the military, that you can actually talk to them and ask them what their experience was like and see, hey, how'd that schooling thing work out for you? Did they end up paying for that, or did they end up screwing you out of it? Because it sure would suck to join the military, work for them, do what they tell you for 4 years, and then find out you don't get the schooling, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. And if it's really that serious and you're really stuck in there and you can't back out, then how is that less dangerous than smoking? Because you can easily quit that.
Thanks for the call, Aspen.
Good job bringing it around.
You make a good point. I appreciate the call. Good luck out there. Toll-free number. Hope you don't get in the military. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because, schooling's overrated as well, as far as I'm concerned. So you've got one bad reason on top of another bad reason to join this authoritarian structure, and that is that, pay for school. Well, wait a minute. What do you want to go to school for in the first place? A lot of people go to school for things that they really don't need to get a four-year education on.
Well, in some cases, if they go for computers, it's the education itself is a detriment that if you'd actually done the work and got the certs and, proved stuff. So,
right. And there's nothing that can substitute for experience.
Now, obviously, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a professor, you're going to be a lawyer, you're going to be, in some cases, an engineer, these kind of things. You're pretty much going to have the degree. But there's a lot of degrees out there that are just useless. Ian, how do you feel about your degree?
Oh, it was a waste of time. But thankfully, I only went to community college, so it wasn't a total waste.
I can tell you, I'm paying off my wife, who's a housewife. You know, she's a stay-at-home mom and has been for the last 8 years. I'm still paying off her payments and stuff.
What was her degree?
Like social services, counseling, that kind of thing.
Let's go to your calls. We'll continue here. We've got Nick. He's in Wisconsin, listening to WXXM. Hey, Nick.
Hello. If you don't mind, I'd like to return to the conversation about electronic cigarettes.
Please.
First of all, I don't know if you had talked about this before. What's your opinion on banning them within airports and on planes?
I don't think e-cigarettes should be banned anywhere, but if a private business decides they don't want to have them, then that should be their decision. But I don't think the government should be involved in banning them.
First of all, I vote libertarian. I am also a vapor. I'm sitting right into the demographic of this conversation in a lot of ways. So I'm trying to look at, you know, what is the FDA's mindset in entering it. And I don't think they're looking for excuses to control people. And so just thinking down the road with it, these devices, that's very important to remember, and perhaps this is part of their thinking, is they contain large cell lithium-ion batteries, which mm-hmm. we're beginning to see in the hands of inept users can cause, catastrophic injuries and things of that sort. So thinking about the airplane, I can see justifications for removing them there because,
they don't let cordless drills on either.
What's that?
They don't let cordless drills on airplanes either.
First of all, the FDA wouldn't have any control over airlines. That would be the FAA.
No, I understand that.
But regardless, I think that if the...
In terms of these devices, there's... I'm thinking perhaps there's more thought they're putting in beyond just trying to limit people's use because there is electrical know-how that goes into these. You're talking about devices that can pump out 75 watts at less than an ohm. They can cause, these large explosions of lithium batteries. And just to inform the conversation, when you talk about the health effects of these devices, the coils that they use, for example, are made out of nickel, which is a very soft metal, and they're beginning to explore the idea that perhaps nickel can be leaching into the juice and people can be ingesting nickel oxide, for example.
No, I wouldn't claim that.
I just wanted to bring that forward.
We don't live in a glycerin. We weren't evolved for a glycerin-based atmosphere. I'm 100% clear these things are not as good as fresh air. However, they're probably better.
The argument isn't that they're better than fresh air. And honestly, they've gotten me off smoking. If you look at the National Health Institute in the UK, they are prescribing these devices to get their population off of smoking because smoking is so much more popular.
Yeah, I think you're giving the FDA too much credit. The FDA is interested in protecting the existing establishment of the tobacco companies because, and thank you for the call, Nick, what they've done here by essentially outlawing e-cigarettes in the near future and across the United States, and there might be some workarounds, but that's kind of what they're trying to do. They've basically put more money in the tobacco companies' pockets. It's regulatory capture, and it happens to all kinds of regulatory agencies.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker, and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.